It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a Crowd podcast.
I've never ever been Tamworth.
I've not been Tamworth either. Have you been Tamworth?
I have been Tamworth, no.
Because my nickname's the Bulldog. Do you not think we're missing an own goal?
Where is FC Bullard based?
Well, we're going to get onto that.
I'm on a website called WikiFeet. You're probably on it and all.
Ain't right, is it?
The Bullfrogs.
Right, love it.
FC Bullard, welcome to the club.
Hello, podcast world, and welcome to a very special edition of...
FC Bullard.
FC Bullard. It is the podcast about... a football club that does not exist yet but is about to exist, and we are looking for help
from our wonderful guests,
audience, anyone in particular. Now, I think financially we could be going into receivership, so if anyone fancies getting involved and sponsoring
helping
the podcast.
Yeah, we do need some help. Got a good guest today though.
Actually, I guess you might be able to help because she's doing all right for herself, isn't she?
She's flying at the minute. Literally flying. Well, she's hurting today because of the London Marathon, but we'll get there.
Ever since she top-binned it on Soccer M, her career's
gone. That's a hell of a strike, by the way.
Her career's gone that way, hasn't it?
And she went, you filmed it, you got it.
We got it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Maisie Adam. Welcome, Maisie.
It was bad, wasn't it? Just turning straight to the cameras and going, can I have a copy of the claim?
It was class.
It was a little bit thirsty.
It was a little bit thirsty.
what everyone does.
Yeah.
Now,
thanks for having me on, guys.
No, you are more than welcome. We've got you in, really, just to give us your thoughts, opinions on various things. Now, there's a lot.
It's very broad.
It's very broad.
Yeah.
We just want to see where you might fit.
Great.
Now, you might not be right for us.
Okay.
We might not be right for you.
It's a chemistry test.
And thank you for coming on, because you're in a bit of pain, aren't you?
I am. I'm hurting.
Why?
I'm hurting.
Go on.
We've managed 10 seconds in before I can mention it. I ran the London Marathon this Sunday. Yeah.
How'd it go?
How did it go, Jimmy? 3 hours, 46 minutes. Yeah.
That sounds pretty good to me, I'll be honest.
I'm not going to lie, I was chuffed to bits with it. It was the fastest run I'd done. It was better than anything I'd done in training. I think on the day, I just wanted it done, over and done with.
Did you enjoy it at all?
Hated every second.
Really?
Hated, like,
what, from the... Mate, you got to have enjoyed the start.
No. What about all those people that are like, oh, the crowds, they're amazing. Like, they're fine. Yes, it is nice for the first 2 miles that people are saying your name that you don't know. Then... you realise you've still got like 24 miles left to do.
That's the killer, isn't it?
Also, it's not around like a nice bit of London.
Right.
The bit you see on the telly, Tower Bridge, Big Ben, lovely. I was just running round.
Did you not take anything in?
No. No, I was looking down. I've got the photos through today. The cheek of them to email me going, do you want to pay £33 for these photos? All the photos of me just staring at my own feet, which are ruined, by the way. Hence the sliders today.
I'm so glad you got socks on.
No, they're so terrible. They're terrible.
Are they bad, like,
Oh.
Are they bad normally or just like...
No, I've normally got quite nice feet. Yeah.
Blisters?
Flippers. Yeah, they are quite big.
They're long feet,
they
aren't they?
They are long, aren't they? Yeah. This has been brought up before. I didn't know this, but then when I went on Jonathan Ross show, it got brought up that I'm on a website called WikiFeet. You're probably on it and all.
I remember you on there talking about them.
Yeah.
What are they, like, an 11?
Weirdos on the internet. No, 11! They're a large ape. I'm a nine.
What's
in a
that
football
Wiki
boom.
Feet all about while you're on that? What?
So they like weirdos like rate your feet like an Uber rating.
That ain't right, is it?
Yeah, but I had a really high rate. I had lovely trotters apparently by people's standards.
This has gone that way.
This is not doing any help for that rating. No. I reckon I'm sub two now, surely.
Okay, just on a marathon, did anything happen to you? Why is in a race that you didn't like? Like, did you run past any sort of people dressed up dinosaurs? Get out of my way. Anything mad happened? No.
Yeah, I ran past three armadillos.
Right, okay.
Three armadillos. Yeah. And then that bloke who's just ran the length of Africa.
He
overtook me.
So you've not done enough him?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, have a day off. Yeah, he overtook me.
So he ran up all of Africa.
He's run all of Africa and then he's overtaken me.
But he's sponsored by Huel. He's been his sponsor. Oh, he's gone Huel massive, isn't he? Oh, well done, pal.
Apparently Stephen Bartlett's sponsored by Huel as well, isn't he?
Don't we know it?
Does he? He should mention it.
Huel, would you like to sponsor FC Bullard? Real athlete.
Yeah. You know, Jim's nickname was... The Marathon Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And do you know who gave him that nickname when he was a Premier League footballer?
Who gave you
Arsene Wenger.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
The Marathon Man.
So proud. I've still got a clip in.
Well, they're called Snickers now, but... Yeah.
You're a prick. yeah, I just got a clip in. It's the only thing
What did you do a marathon in, Jim?
No, I didn't...
Oh, so
I just run far in the game. No, honestly.
First sketches.
I've done 30 kilometres and he must have looked at that and gone, oh, Marathon Man, that's as much as I've got off of him.
Yeah. 30, I wish it were 13 kilometres.
Jim was one of the fittest footballers in his peak in the Premier League.
In your prime.
I was probably the fittest.
Yeah, for sure.
Shall we start? Have we started? I mean,
we're going to say,
it says here, let's get a brew and get cracking.
Okay.
I mean, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, let's get a brew and get cracking. So, we're not talking about kits today.
Okay.
But what we're going to do is we're going to go through a few things and we're going to get into some of the listener correspondence. Because it's got to be a two-way thing, hasn't it?
Of course.
The podcast.
Yeah.
We've got an email in from Jack.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Minshall.
It's our first ever email.
Jack what?
Jack Minshall. For the attention of James Bullard, to my right, and John Fendley, my good self, proprietors of FC Bullard.
Oh, this is nice and formal.
Did he not get El President?
No,
President.
Moving forward, if you could address it to El Presidente and DOF, Director of Football, John Fenley Esquire. My name is Jack Minshall, a fictional football writer from Leeds. So, is he fictional? Does he exist? Or
is the football
is
fictional?
Is he the right football
That's
writing?
Right. No, it's, no.
The writing's
the
fictional.
The writing's fictional.
Okay, great. It. I've just listened to your football club announcement via the inaugural FC Bullard podcast. It was also our first one. I'd like to offer my services as official club reporter. Fictional press releases for a fictional football club paid for in fictional bunts. My background includes podcast listening.
That's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely prerequisite.
Good. Yep.
Spell working for Opta Stats 2018 to 2020. Put the dates in, good stats. And I received a creative writing award at Windmill Primary School in Leeds circa 2001. Do you know Windmill Primary School?
Do you know what? It's one of the best.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. If you want to win a publishing award, it wants to be from Windmill.
Sincerely. Right. I like that. Sincerely. He's put just sincerely, not like you're sincerely.
No,
or,
he's not messing about.
J.L. Minshall.
He knows his stuff.
He wants the role of club reporter. He's from Leeds. Maisie, shall we...
I like the sound of him.
Yeah.
I like the sound of him.
Can I?
Good CV.
Step in here.
Yeah.
Are we...
You having doubts?
No, are we not, like, keeping it to people in the public eye?
Oh, that's a bit elitist,
wow.
Jim, that is.
Wow.
Isn't it, yeah?
Wow, Jim.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Sorry. Because if we just, like, allow people from anywhere, It's going to be so... It just doesn't go.
Ever heard side before self?
Wow.
No, I'm just, like, putting it out there. I just want to know where it goes. Because my mate...
Do you want, like, a celebrity reporter, then?
No, the answer is yes.
Do you want reporting a celeb?
That sounds good, doesn't it?
No, but I want to fill the podcast with class.
Right.
With people want to hear a Maisie Adams story, right?
Right. But
I'm not being funny.
Yeah, but he's not going to... We don't have to get him on and have him as a guest. He just wants to report.
He just wants to be a reporter. He just wants to slice the pie.
So tomorrow, there could be a report in the Yorkshire Post, a great publication. He could be writing an article in the Yorkshire Post this week about FC Bullard. And
yeah.
So, and then when we start having, like, when he could do reports on the podcast... You could, like, review
us. Yeah, like,
7 out of 10. 7 out of 10 every week.
We like to get a reporter who's in the public eye, though.
Yeah, but would you not worry that they'd be a little bit self-interested?
Yeah.
They'd
so
be, you know, they'd want PR for them,
yes.
You know.
Making it about them.
Yeah. Like, if I was your reporter, I'd be like, oh, what a great week for FC Bullard, but a better week for Big Kick Energy, which is at number one in the iTunes.
Oh, good.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? We don't want that.
See, this is why we got you on, a bit of words of wisdom.
But I do think what we need to do is we need to encourage people
to... I would worry that he's based in Leeds. Where is FC Bullard based?
Well, we're going to get onto that.
Yeah. Where's your home ground? Because that's a big commute for...
Yeah.
Jack Minchell.
But we do want people to offer their services, and there are all kinds of roles. So please keep, you know, let's not...
Okay.
We need to fan the flames rather than douse them at this early stage.
Yeah.
There is a follow-up from Jack. He also says, if I could weigh in on the nickname, or as Jimmy calls it, a side name.
Yeah.
Also, the Bombardiers would surely be a better fit. Maybe not. Now, he's saying a better fit than... The Pirates.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is the first episode.
No, but I'm aware. I've seen your clips of this.
Yeah.
Of the.
It was an idea that come to me right at the start. So it's not worth...
You
two can't dig me out for
I'm
that.
Not
we
digging
had to
you
start
out.
From
I am
somewhere.
Not digging you out in
or
the slightest.
No. I think the Bombardiers sounds better. For FC Bullard, Bombardiers. Nice.
What's
and
a Bombardier?
Plosive.
Isn't it a gin?
No, that's Bombay Sapphire.
Oh, yeah.
Idiot.
But we don't need
to sponsor the podcast.
Yeah.
But let me just put this question to you, Maisie. What do you think about the whole Pirates thing? Because we have to make a move on it pretty soon.
I like the mentality of it. Those points are ours.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%
agree. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But do you not think we're missing...
Yeah.
Because we've talked about it a little bit. Do you not think we're missing... Because my nickname's the Bulldog. Do you not think we're missing an own goal?
What, you want to be known as the... The Bulldog or the Bullies or the...
The Bulldogs.
It's not good press at the moment for the Bully Dogs.
It's not.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not good. That's
okay.
A good
you don't
point.
Want to be caught up in...
That's a good point. We have got some other suggestions for the nickname on a similar theme to the Vagabonds. The Vagabonds isn't bad, is it?
Vagabonds is good, actually. I like Vagabonds. Bombardiers is number one for me.
All right. Well, you've not heard the rest, so let's just not start ranking people when you've only heard one.
Come on.
All right. Josh, Richard and Joseph from Insta. Bandits.
Like.
Yep.
Ben, he's also from Insta. I mean, these are all from Insta. Someone stop saying from Insta. Buccaneers.
Too long.
Tom, the Smugglers.
Smugglers
sounds a bit to me
you could
like.
Get some bad press there.
Yeah. Gary.
Yep. Come on, Gary.
The Bullfrogs.
Right. Love it. Bullfrogs. You still got Bull.
Yes.
But without any of the bad press of the XL Bullies.
And Jim has got a fact about a bullfrog.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
What's your fact?
Yeah, you have.
What was it? Have I?
What do bullfrogs never do?
Oh! Sleep.
Bullfrogs never sleep.
Oh, it's perfect. No days off.
We never sleep.
Imagine that on the terraces.
Yeah. We never sleep.
Yeah.
We just hop to pads.
I love that.
We spawn.
Whatever they do. Yeah, maybe not that bit.
Not that bit.
But they never sleep, so they're
bullfrogs,
not
frogs. Though I'm not.
For me, the bullfrog. It sounds
that's low down the food chain.
It sounds jokey. The bullfrogs. It's like
I think you're missing a trick here, lads. Bullfrog's good. It's nice and punchy. It's nice and punchy. They look hard, bullfrogs. They're the ones with the big necks, aren't they?
Big, like, big necks. Bloaty, like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Throbbing necks. Throats.
Yeah.
Go on, what's the other one?
The other one is, this is Anth. It's a nod to the One Bell, which is Jim's got a pub called the One Bell.
Yeah.
The Bells. The Bells is giving me, like, Quasimodo sort of vibes.
The Bells. No, I like it. Thanks for thinking of my pub. But like, nah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's not normally nice when someone calls you a bell either. I don't think you want to invite...
Go on, the Bells!
Yeah, you don't want to invite that.
No, we don't want to bring that on ourselves. Yeah. Okay, so we like the ball. We like the bullfrogs.
Yeah, I like it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So, obviously, you are here to help us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried, though, now, because you started this episode talking about the state of the podcast's finances, and you've brought in a Leeds fan. Yeah. It's not the best...
Oh, no, because you're going through
it. I don't know
it.
If my strengths are in... you think maybe I can speak from experience of administration?
Well, why not? I think there are a lot of opportunities here.
Yeah.
And obviously you are well versed in the world of podcasts because you have got your own podcast.
I've got a podcast.
How's it going? Go on.
It's actually, do you know what? It's bloody lovely. Well, you know, if you do a podcast with a mate. Oh, the silence was deafening.
We're more business friends.
Yeah.
We
don't talk.
The way you're sat, you look like you're in couples therapy.
Do you know what I mean? We're not far
there's
off.
There's a nice distance between you that says colleague, not friend.
Yeah, no, we
make love tonight.
Twice in one day.
In a lift was a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had to stand and face the wall. It was horrible.
Gosh, it's gone weird, hasn't it?
It's,
sorry, go on.
It's really nice. So I last year in the summer with the Women's World Cup, I said to Susie Ruffle, who's a great comic, great friend, and she's like, she was not interested in football at all.
Yeah.
She doesn't know the first thing about it. And I said, trust me, I can make you a football fan. So that was like the premise of the podcast. It's called Big Kick Energy. And we just followed England in the World Cup. That's all it was. She got addicted. Like, she is,
really?
Spoiler alert, right, she's okay. Now a massive football fan. And
wow.
We built up this nice following that we're also sort of 50-50 each of us. Like, all the audience are kind of either like me, a diehard football fan, or they're like Susie. And they're kind of, along with everybody else in the world at the moment, really joining this wave of people enjoying the women's game. Yeah, it's fantastic. Fastest growing sport in the world. So it was just, it was a pleasure to like elevate it any more than it already was. And now we cover everything. You know, we're doing WSL, Champions League at the moment. So yeah.
I was going to say that you won Sports Podcast of the Year at the Broadcast Sports Award in 2023.
Yeah,
but
wang nice. That in there.
Where's your trophy?
Shoehorn that in. After just 8 months.
Oh, eh? All right.
Not
where's your
bad.
Trophy? You
where's
trophy?
Your trophy?
Bring it.
Did you get a trophy?
Oh, yeah, I should have brought it in. I could have brought my trophy
your medal?
And my medal. I know.
Do you know what? We always ask our guests to bring something in. You have to send it by post because
I'm not sending you my medal.
No, it doesn't have to be your medal.
I'm not sending you
it could
my
be
medal.
Anything, but you should have brought something. Yeah, but have FC Bullard.
Yeah, jump me sliders.
Have you got any like corn plasters or anything like that?
Yeah, I'll give you my compede.
Yeah.
Not, you can have them.
Not used. I don't want them used. The fresh ones, if you don't mind.
All right, sweet. Is it a massive woman's following you got? Or
yeah,
is it a general?
Yeah. Oh, like, so we do live shows, and we did one the other night in Birmingham, and we had Rachel Daly, Aston Villa's finest, recently retired lioness.
I've done a drill with her. She's blind.
She's so great, isn't she?
Yeah, she's so good. Yeah.
And all our audiences are, like, predominantly women, and then like they'll brought like a dad along or something, but it's really nice because for ages that hasn't been the vibe with football. You know, I
absolutely
grew up going to Welland Road and I love it, but it's wall to wall sausage, isn't it? It is. So it's lovely to have a space that's a little bit more diverse. And we do talk about, but we talk about football in general. We're talking about the blokes game as well, grassroots level. I always end up shoe-oning in how my team's getting on.
Because you used to play Sandy. Do you have your own Sandy League team?
Yeah, I play for a team called Brighton Seagulls. 13 goals in 11 games, just if you were asking. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about
good
it.
Return.
Midfielder then?
No, thank you. I always get put as the number 9, Jim, but I quite like being on the wings because I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I'm pretty good at running.
Yeah.
So trotters come in handy on the wings.
Get
us caught offside a lot, though. We don't need the lines for that. Little size 5 and a big 11 trotter. Well off.
Change the wind with ease.
Just talk me through that then, just while we're on football, because it is a footy podcast.
Yeah.
Why do you prefer on the wing, not playing centre piece, number 9?
Because I love the running. I love crossing it in. Honestly, as a number 9, I get caught offside all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so premature.
Yeah.
Always running too soon. And I get really frustrated if like they haven't crossed it over in. So I much prefer being on. I just feel a bit more involved. Do you know what
absolutely
I mean?
Yeah,
Is it such a play Sundays there?
Yeah.
And how are you doing in the league this year?
Second.
Yeah. Who's top?
Worthing.
I hate them lot.
Yeah.
Worthing. Down there.
Worthing. So we're like an East Sussex league.
Yeah.
Worthing. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if this is true, but apparently Worthing were offered to move up a league and they didn't want to.
Why whispers? She's whispering. Yeah.
No,
not sure. They're still listening, but don't worry.
Worthing are going to be through
that
right? door.
Where have you heard that from?
They just want to stay in the league, winning it. So
that's naughty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
If you promote it, you promote it.
Be a yo-yo club. Yeah. Be a Watford.
Yeah. That's what happens, isn't it? When you win and then everyone's loving it, and then you get promoted, and then you don't win any games, and then the team breaks up.
Yeah, I think that's what they're a bit worried about.
That's what happens.
Yeah, whereas we're in that sweet spot, we're in second.
What's your nickname? Your team's nickname?
Oh, I've got a nickname within the squad.
No, okay. What's your team's nickname?
Just the gals, I guess. Seagulls.
The gals, right?
Gulls.
What's your nickname within the squad?
Spaghetti legs. Because they're really long and they get tangled in other players.
To go with the big plates.
I'm really selling myself.
So,
honestly, they put a thing out on Sunday being like, good luck to spaghetti legs, and I didn't share it. I was like, I don't need more people knowing.
I don't need that.
This is why I want to know where you're based, because I would also assume that if you're pirate themed, you're going to be near the sea.
Well, this is where my original idea come from.
Right.
Being a London boy.
Yep.
Central London. There was no team in Central London.
No.
I was like, well, why don't we go Central?
You want a Zone 1
central
team.
Central London.
Zone 1, yeah.
Yeah, that. But then Fenners and Rob come up with the idea, we can't just have it London-based because of all our viewers. Could be the... Where do you come from?
Exactly.
So where do you...
Think of Jack Minshull.
Yeah. Where do you think we should be based?
I mean, maybe we just pick
it's
right in
question.
The middle. Do you know what I mean?
Well...
Right. What's right in the middle of the UK?
Well...
It's a good idea. Yeah, I get where you're coming. So the whole UK is involved. Instead of me gone greedy, London central.
Yeah.
We had a discussion about this and we thought what we could do is we could have it equidistant from Scarborough.
Yeah.
And where are you born, Jim?
East London, Newham.
Newham.
Yeah.
So what we could do is we could plot those points on the map, and
what's
then we
about
could,
midway between well, Scarborough could, and there? About King's Lynn, probably.
Yeah. My family are from King's Lynn. Some of my family.
Good measure.
Yeah. Why don't you go King's Lynn?
Can we get
They've got Norwich and Ipswich,
absolutely exact there? Within like the mile?
Yeah. I reckon you'll be around there though.
Right. Okay.
Tamworth.
Have you just done that? Have you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Then. So
maybe Tamworth.
I've never ever been Tamworth.
I've not been Tamworth either. Have you been Tamworth?
I have been Tamworth. No.
Why don't you get somebody to write in from Tamworth and they can vouch for whether or not maybe that's the missing piece that Tamworth needs.
Is there some real estate as well that maybe needs developing if we're going to build a stadium in Tamworth?
Oh yeah, jobs.
Tamworth got a team. They have, haven't they? They will have, won't they?
They must
they
do.
They have got a team.
They must do.
Yeah, it's just an idea at this
measuring
stage.
Point. I know, but I'm getting pretty pissed off with just ideas.
You need to see real bricks and mortar.
Do you get what I mean? I want to see something. I want to see, right, we're base here. I want to see a badge. I want to see our kit. I want to see our team. I want to see Maisie's points come to life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you put it in Tamworth, and then you know how you've got the North Stand, South Stand, East Stand? You just pick a person from the North, South, East and West, and you name the stands after those celebs.
Jack Minchell stand.
Yeah. Well, no, celebs. Leave Jack Minchell alone.
So,
but like, I don't know, West Stand
people
would be
in the public eye, right?
Cilla Black stand.
Yes.
You know, who's famous from East? Danny Dyer stand.
Yes. North.
Ian
the singer. Jimmy Nail.
Ian McKellen.
That's who you're going for?
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy Nail. And then South Stand. What do you want?
Southerner.
Fatboy Slim. He's from Brighton, isn't he?
There you go. What about that then?
I mean, you've...
But I like where you're coming from.
Do you know what I mean? Then everyone's a bit represented, aren't they?
I like that, That, in all seriousness, I'm not just saying, that is a great idea.
Good.
And what we can do is we could potentially do a poll for... Like
give me the big name.
The most popular person in that region.
Could we do a poll?
Yeah.
Could you ask them that?
No,
but I hate ideas, but they're not actually doing
it. Get it out there.
It's your
get
podcast.
That idea out there.
Your name's above the door, pal.
Listen, this ain't going to be our first argument, is it? You're director of football.
Yes.
So could we please run a poll? What Maisie said is a great idea. We want, not me, we want the biggest northerner, southerner,
Easterner
and Westerner.
And Westerner.
Yeah.
In the UK, and we're going to name our stands after them. Yeah, big poll, get them up. And we're going to we're also going to ask you over socials, and it's going to be our decision.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the next guest.
Yeah.
It's going to be our decision.
Love
That's
it.
Why we've brought you on the podcast
That's
to make
it.
Big decisions like this. And what other decisions we need,
and they'll
would
love
you
it.
Help us?
These celebs will love it. They'll want to come down to the game and be seen in their stand, won't they?
Yeah, I love it, yeah.
Bringing more publicity.
Right, we've done a little bit of research and we found out that Tamworth have won the National League North.
Oh, bloody hell. Go on, Tamworth.
Congratulations to Tamworth. But also that means then if we're going to go and set up a rival club, we've got, you know, at least we've got a decent
That's a spicy
team to
rivalry,
go at.
That. Yeah.
A very spicy rivalry.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay, now, players. We've had lots of messages from fans.
Yeah. Weird.
Who want to get signed up. We've touched upon your playing abilities. Would you consider joining FC Bullard as a player? Obviously, you'd need to go through the process, the trial process, but would a transfer from Seagulls, would that be on the
cards?
I
mean, you'd have to speak to the gaffer.
Who's the gaffer?
Sian. You'd have to speak to her, and she takes no prisoners.
Does she not?
No.
But you've played in some big charity games that allowed you to do that.
Done a bit of soccer aid, yeah, that's true. I've been loaned out to World 11.
Didn't do
that's
too
true.
Bad there, girl,
no,
did
no,
you?
No, not too bad.
Did you love that?
Yeah, loved it.
Did you?
Absolutely loved it. You know, I did it the day after my wedding.
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I did soccer aid and you go for the training on the Thursday, Friday.
I thought you were going to say I changed as a person.
No.
I was a lot better player before I was married.
It's all gone downhill since that. No, you go to soccer and you go for this training on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but I was getting married on the Saturday, so I just did Thursday, Friday, then went down to Brighton, got married. I had this whole plan. I was like, I'm not going to touch the booze. I'm going to be on the no secco from 8 p.m. onwards, not 4 a.m. I was on my bridesmaid's shoulders, giving it large, and I woke up the next morning, I was so hungover, and they sent this car, and it was at Old Trafford, the
game.
Where'd
you get married?
I got married in Brighton, so right, 10 okay. a.m. 10 a.m. a car comes and drives us to Old Trafford. I just lay down in the back.
Did you?
Yeah, just horizontal the whole way. And then got out. And you know how it is. They have, like, former pros and then, like, idiots like
it's
me.
Oh, it's a bigger football
it's
gig,
a big
isn't it?
Yeah. So our managers are Mel C, Sporty Spice, Martin Compston from Line of Duty, and a bloke called Mauricio Pochettino. Don't know if you know him.
No, I don't know.
Keep an eye out for him. Yeah. Expecting big things. and we go into, like, the meeting to see, like, who's going to be in the starting 11. And obviously, like, normally they start with mainly the pros. And Poch was like, Maisie, it's a big day for you.
He's like, drop me out.
He puts me on the right wing where I like to go. Yeah. I've been giving it all. Oh, I quite like the right wing. And he goes, you go on the right, and then on the left, we're going to put Usain Bolt. So when he makes the run, can
you get in a fox stick?
Like, I'm 90% Prosecco still. Yeah. And you're asking me to match Usain Bolt. Like, if there's one thing Usain Bolt does well, it's running, famously.
Oh,
so
my God.
Just me and the fastest man in the world trying to cross to each other.
And did you keep up? How did you, enjoy
it? At one point, I remember he ran down the left side, and he just kept getting smaller, and I was like in a different time zone.
Yeah.
But he did cross one in. I got a shot on target, and I swear to God, if it hadn't been David James in goal, if I'd have had Paddy McGuinness in goal, no problem. Alex Brooker told me a really good story from the year before when he'd been at it, and it was like just immediately made me so at ease. Apparently, like, they were going for drinks at the training ground, like, the night before, and Brooker was like, oh, I won't have a beer. And apparently Robbie Keane was like, do you think if you don't have that beer, you will be on our level? In the nicest possible way. Like, do you think you lot, if you don't have a beer, will be on our... And Brooker was like, yeah, I guess not really. Yeah. And he was like, so have the beer and just enjoy the day.
Yeah.
It's just a charity football match. Like, everybody's just having a nice time.
When he's got slaughtered.
Now, a lot of people asking if this is a real team.
Yeah.
And it is real.
What, FC Bullock?
Our team, yeah.
Of course it's real.
It just doesn't exist yet.
No. You
know? So, yes, we want one away from people who would like to... I mean, what we might have to do is have some trials at some point.
No, it will happen. I understand from the outside all these messages we've been getting. It's going to be real. I guess a lot of it's like fictional at the minute, but who's to say?
Everything's got to start with a dream, Jim.
That's it.
Mate, you're exactly right.
Do you know what I mean?
We've gone big.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
You have.
Yeah, we've gone monster.
Build it and they will come.
Yes.
Do you know who said that?
Yeah. Who did say that?
Bob the Builder. No, it was Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams.
Was it really?
Yeah. Slightly running out of time, Maisie, but I've been so impressed.
Yeah.
With you today, what you've brought to FC Bullard at these very early stages.
Yeah.
And I might be jumping the gun here, El Presidente, but as director of football, I would like to offer you potentially. Well, no, I'm not going to offer you a role on the board.
You want to see these manky trotters back at the home ground?
Well, I just want to see him perched up on a nice shiny bit of wooden table. And just, she belongs here.
Well, we can throw in...
It's a power move.
We can throw in a pedicure.
Yep,
you've
great.
Come up with some great ideas.
You have come up with some
ideas. Honestly, perfect for FC Bullard. You bought into it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I believe. I believe in the club.
And we need you back.
Yeah.
We need you back. We need more of this. We need more. I think you can bring a lot.
You get it.
You can help us grow it.
Yeah. Your vision is my vision, guys.
And... Are you going on tour?
I am going on tour in the autumn. I feel like I should go Tamworth now. Chuck a Tamworth.
You'd probably go through the roof now, the old Tamworth.
Yeah. I need to get a Tamworth date, and I don't think I've got one, you know.
Go on. Where are you playing?
But I'm starting in Reading. That's number one in September. Yeah. Going right through to November. Going all over. I am going north, south, east, west.
How many you got roughly?
Not
How many you got, do you know?
I think it's about 50 at the moment.
Oh,
and then
it.
We'll be adding some more
what's
in the
your,
new year.
What's your show? What's the what's the
it's
premise?
Called Appraisal.
Appraisal.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I've done this job, comedy, as my job for 5 years now, and I figured, well, in most jobs, you get a 5-year appraisal, don't you?
So you're giving yourself the appraisal, are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's it.
Can I ask? Because comedy is your baby, right? That's what made you be. do you still love comedy?
Yeah.
Or you do?
Yeah.
Because you can lose love and sight what got you where you, are. Yeah. Are you still in love with it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's a job you could do if you don't like it. Okay. I think, can you imagine anything worse than watching somebody who's having an awful time?
Do you not think
there
are? Do you not think there's comics out there going, oh.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there are.
You know what I mean? Going, oh, God,
no, the same way you'll have known when there was players.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just being honest.
And the love's gone. Yeah, but no, I love it. But I'm only 5 years in. Remember what you were like 5 years in, Jim?
Yeah. You're fresh.
Yeah.
You're a baby.
Yeah.
And I got to ask as well, you do League of Their Own.
Oh, yeah.
As that, with all the boys.
Yeah, loving
Brilliant.
It. Yeah, really, really fun. And they've got Jill Scott now as one of the captains, which, again, is like, I'd never say this to her face because we're now, like, quite good mates and she just rinses me all the time. But it does blow my mind that, like, I'm just hanging with childhood hero, do you know what I mean?
Good luck with the tour.
But I'll never say that to her face. I'll be like, whatever, it's Jill Scott.
She'll know now because she'll have heard it on here because she's bound to be listening.
I'll just say that's not me.
Something of interest to you just before you go.
Yeah.
So you love This Is England, don't you?
Yeah.
And you went on Mastermind, didn't you?
Yeah.
As a specialist subject. How did you get on?
I came second because I was
done.
On, you know, Nahal from Radio 5 Live?
Yes.
He went on with Public Enemy and he said at the start, I remember him saying, he was like, Public Enemy changed my life, and I was like, oh, bloody hell. He really likes it.
And the reason I mention it is because, do you know Lol's mum?
Yeah, yeah.
So she lives on...
Do you know her?
I know her, yeah.
No way.
Catherine, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She lives on my street, so where we walk our dogs.
Bring her into West Sea
Bullard. Yeah. And she was the vicar on Emmerdale.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And she was a dinner lady in This Is England, so you could get her on catering for FC Bullard.
That is a good show.
Do you know what I mean? Get her on prawn sandwiches in hospitality.
Oh, she's a legend.
Friendly face in hospitality.
She does, yeah,
rubbing shoulders with all the celebs. Get her in.
She's a legend.
Yeah.
As are you, Maisie Adam. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure,
legend,
lads.
Mate. Thank you.
On FC Bullard.
Can you cut the cameras before I get out of this chair? Because it's not going to be pretty.
Absolutely not.
Trotting
it's
out.
Not going to be pretty.
Do they smell as well?
No, they don't. They don't.
Well, she was brilliant, wasn't she?
Do you know what? Great ideas.
Great ideas. Funny and great ideas.
Got us out of a bit of a pickle, didn't she?
Yeah.
Like where we're based.
Yeah.
Then come out with a North East West stand. I loved it. And I hate coming out. Let's call this a meeting, right? At least done. I hate coming out of a meeting not knowing what's next.
Right.
She's on the committee.
Yeah.
Which is a great start.
It's just, it's a non-executive position though, isn't it? It's just, you know, she's...
Yeah. Still got to prove herself, isn't she?
Yeah.
But great person to have on board.
Yeah.
Ideas, bought into it, and then loved her. And icing on the cake, she can play.
And very, very funny.
Mm.
Very funny. So yeah, I'm...
Long feet though.
Very long feet. Those offsides, it's going to be tricky.
I'll get the curve a run. She'll be right.
It's a curve of feet.
She's lovely.
So absolutely delighted. But you're right. I feel like we've made some progress today.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about, eh? We've got to start making some decisions. Yeah. And here we go. Start of FC Bullard. Yeah. Enjoy.
I loved it. And as you mentioned, she's going on tour in the autumn with a new show, Appraisal. So get along and see her. She starts in Reading. And then she goes all over the country, which is, I suppose that's what a tour is, isn't it?
Maybe starting with Tamworth.
No, she's starting in Reading.
All right. Make sure you follow and subscribe wherever you get your pods.
You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music and by paying £1 a week on Apple Podcasts. And leave us a lovely comment on Spotify if you wouldn't mind.
FC Bullard on the socials.
FC Bullard at crowdnetwork.co.uk for your longer form communications.
And we will be back on Tuesday.
Sports Social Podcast Network.